segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Presidential candidate Joe Biden's son, Hunter, says he's learned from federal prosecutors that his tax affairs are under investigation. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Presidential candidate Joe Biden's transition office disclosed the investigation in a statement. Hunter Biden has long been a focal point of President Trump and his allies, who have accused him of profiting off his political connections. Mr. Trump and his supporters have also raised charges of corruption related to Hunter Biden's work in Ukraine at the time his father was vice president and leading the Obama administration's dealings with the Eastern European nation. The transition team said in a statement, Mr. Biden is deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges, including the vicious personal attacks of recent months, only to emerge stronger. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A new poll finds only about half of Americans are ready to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated against the coronavirus.
The survey from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that even as states are frantically preparing to begin months of vaccinations, about a quarter of U.S. adults say they're not sure they want to get vaccinated against the coronavirus, and another quarter say they won't. Many on the fence expressed concern about safety and want to see how the initial rollout fares. About 3 in 10 say they're confident the first vaccines will have been properly tested. The reasons given among those who want the vaccine include protecting their family, their community, and their own health, as well as getting life back to normal. Jennifer King, Washington.
The U.S. government in 48 states and districts sued Facebook Wednesday, accusing it of abusing its market power and social networking to crush smaller competitors and seeking remedies that could include a forced spinoff of the social network's Instagram and WhatsApp messaging services. The landmark antitrust lawsuits announced by the Federal Trade Commission and New York Attorney General Letitia James marked the second major government offensive this year against seemingly untouchable tech behemoths. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 105 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not...
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline has come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. 410-8020 or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 304. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Nevada Supreme Court confirms a lower court's dismissal of President Trump's request to overturn the state's presidential election results. With one justice recusing herself, the six others voted unanimously to reject the request after a 36-hour blitz of legal briefs from Democrats and Republicans. The Nevada Republican Party called the ruling extremely disappointing, accusing both courts of rushing their decisions. The Transportation Security Administration is monitoring employees at McCarran Airport. As of today, the TSA has confirmed 101 cases of the coronavirus among its employees at McCarran since the pandemic began, but 65 cases have been recorded since November 19th, marking a 55% increase. Nationwide, over 3,800 TSA employees have tested positive for COVID-19, with 760 of those marked as active cases. A new resort could be coming to Henderson. City Council is scheduled to consider a resolution next week formalizing its intent to sell about 9 acres of land near the northeast corner, the intersection of Las Vegas Boulevard South and St. Rose Parkway. That property is located just north of the M Resort.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
We're getting heavy volumes as you try to work your way through the spaghetti mold there. 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 west at Eastern, and do expect some reduced speeds on the Southern Beltway as well. 215 eastbound at Valley Verde.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday. It's hump day. It's December 9th we inch ever closer to next Monday on the 14th. We've got a pretty special day. It's when the Electoral College meets. We still don't know who our next president will be. Tell you what, let's do a check-in with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, who joins us each and every Wednesday, each and every hump day. We still don't know, but there are mounting legal losses to the Trump team. Is it time for the president to fold up his tents?
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin, I'm kind of split on that one. I know they've lost, by the Democrats' count, well, we've lost like 49 or 50 lawsuits in a row. But that always reminds me of something that Thomas Edison said, the inventor of the light bulb. Then he failed to invent the, 1,000 times he tried to invent the light bulb and he failed, and he said, I didn't fail, I just had to go through 1,000 different ways that didn't work before I found the one that did work. So, I don't put a lot of faith in, the fact that we haven't been successful so far. That doesn't mean that it's over by any stretch. However, last night, the Nevada Supreme Court rejected the latest lawsuit by the Trump campaign and the Nevada Republican Party, and I'm troubled by this. And I understand people are upset while the courts keep striking us down, but the party and the Trump campaign keep saying they have this overwhelming evidence that 40,000 people voted twice and 500 dead people voted. I haven't seen the evidence. Now, I'm hoping that maybe you can clear something up for me, Kevin, because I know you interview a lot of these folks. I haven't seen the evidence. I don't think anybody else in public has, and I'm just not prepared to accept at face value their claim that they have overwhelming evidence when they haven't presented it to the public. They kept it under seal for some reason, and I don't know why. They haven't explained why, and so I'm a little bit skeptical of the claims that they're making here in Nevada.
Well, the one thing we have seen, not just in Nevada but in other states as well, is the Trump campaign has gotten away from the issue of fraud, voter fraud, that kind of thing, and they've gone more to the constitutionality. Today you've got Texas is suing four states, Georgia and Michigan and a couple of others, and Missouri, by the way, has joined the lawsuit about the constitutionality of what's going on in those states and how what happens in Georgia, for instance, impacts the people of Missouri or of Texas. I don't know if this new strategy, to me, it sounds like a Hail Mary, like they're throwing the Hail Mary pass in football. I'm not sure if it's going to work, but they are petitioning the United States Supreme Court, and they're going right to the top. So again, I don't know quite what the answer is. The one thing I do know is that the strategy seems to be changing from what looked like fraud charges to constitutionality. We'll see if the U.S. Supreme Court bites on it. I don't know. I'm curious, though. I'm curious what you think of inside the state of Nevada. Anything that surprised you about any of the stuff going on, either the District C stuff with Stavros Anthony, the recount is continuing today, or the Trump campaign and their suits?
Well, again, it's kind of hard. I have to reserve judgment on the Trump campaign's lawsuit here because I haven't seen what they're claiming to have. And I don't understand why, if they've got proof, real evidence, that 500 dead people voted, all right, where's the list of the 500 dead people with the confirmation that they are, in fact, dead and they voted? I mean, that's the key. You can't hang your hat and just say, well, you mailed 500 ballots to dead people who we say are dead. They have to have actually returned their ballots somehow for it to be electoral fraud. The big thing for me, and you touched on it, Kevin, is this Clark County Commission District C race that was decided by 10 votes in favor of the Democrat candidate, Ross Miller, against the Republican candidate, Stavros Anthony. And I don't understand why we had to do a recount on that. The Clark County Election Department, the Registrar of Voters himself, Joe Gloria, testified in front of the Clark County Commission that there were 139 discrepancies in that race, in that particular district, that they could not account for and could not rectify. That, on its face, should have resulted in a special election. I mean, I don't know how, when the election department itself says they can't decide whether or not this race is legitimate and whether the results can be trusted, why they didn't immediately go to a special election. I fear that what they're doing with this recount is they're just going to recount the ballots that have already been counted, and they're probably going to come up with pretty much the same number, maybe two or three votes difference. We'll have to wait and see. But I don't know that a recount is what is the relief that we need here. I'm just really, really concerned about that particular race here in Nevada. And then we'll have to wait and see whether or not the Texas gambit works out on the constitutional basis. I found it interesting, Kevin, that they didn't include Nevada among the states that they sued. And I think, I'm not a lawyer, but I think that the reason is in Nevada, the legislature itself changed election law in August in that special session with Assembly Bill 4, AB 4. In these other four states, it appears that election laws and rules were changed not by the legislature, but either by the courts or election officials. So I think that may be why Nevada wasn't sued, although I kind of wish that we had been sued as well.
Yeah, I talked last week with Matt Schlapp, who's been on the ground at Ground Zero for this presidential thing. And one of the things that he said is that Joe Gloria had been dodging their process servers. They wanted to depose Joe Gloria. My question is, why is Joe Gloria dodging process servers if all they want to do is get to the truth? And supposedly he gave the truth to the Clark County Commission, saying there's 139 discrepancies. I can't tell who won this thing. I just don't know why he's dodging unless he's covering something up.
Yeah, I don't know either. And again, the 139 discrepancies are what the Registrar of Voters himself self-admitted. I honestly believe, because I've looked into this and we've done field work, we've gone door to door, I believe that there is a lot of potentially illegal votes that were cast for a variety of reasons in this election. But you're not going to be able to find that until you are allowed to compare the signatures on the 400,000 plus ballots that were mailed in to the signatures that the election department has on file that they were comparing to see if they match. And for the life of me, again, I'm not a lawyer, I don't understand all this stuff, but why was that not the focus? Why weren't we trying to compel Joe Gloria to give access to independent observation to compare the signatures on these mail-in ballots? Because that's where you're going to find a heck of a lot more than 139 discrepancies, in my opinion. But we won't know until we're allowed to have access to that information.
And like you, I am not an attorney, but I see a lot of this legal work out there in the media, and I'm just curious if the margin for Ross Miller is still 10 at the end of this recount. What is there left for Stavros Anthony to do? Can he contest?
Well, I guess then
if
they find that the recount's a similar result with Ross Miller winning by less than the 139 discrepancies, then I would imagine that then Stavros Anthony is going to have to go to a court. If the county commission won't change its mind, they'll have to go to a court, and the judge is going to have to order a new election or uphold the results of the recount. I guess that's the only avenue left, and perhaps because for legal reasons, maybe it was required that Stavros Anthony request the recount before he had standing to go to a court of law. Again, this gets very complicated and very confusing if you're not a lawyer on what constitutes standing, what constitutes the proper jurisdiction. It's all a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo to you and I and your listeners, but lawyers understand this stuff, and I'm hoping that our lawyers are doing the right thing in this case.
I'm just curious. Stavros Anthony had to pay $80,000 for this recount. My question is, for a county commission seat, that's $80,000 out of your pocket. What does he do for money if he ends up having to contest the election or having to do more legal work? This is going to get really costly before it's done.
Well, the $89,000, that's just for starters. I mean, you can bet that his attorneys who are handling his case aren't doing it pro bono. I would bet that. And those attorney fees are going to be astronomical as well. But again, I don't understand why, if the election department self-admits that there were 139 discrepancies that they can't resolve for a race decided by 10 votes, why should Stavros Anthony have to put up any money for the recount for this? I mean, this was clearly a problem within the election department. This is, you know, all the memes that go around, Kevin, that say you had one job. This is their one job, is to hold an election that we can trust the results for, and clearly they failed that in at least Clark County Commission District C, if not countywide, and I don't know why the candidates should have to foot the bill for an election that has this many anomalies and abnormalities and discrepancies.
Good point. I want to switch gears if we can. The vaccine will be out in just a couple of days. It's already out in the UK, and there's already at least a couple of anecdotal problems with possible side effects for this vaccine being used in the UK. Are you satisfied that after three clinical trials, we're going to have a vaccine that's not just effective, but safe?
No, I'm not comfortable with that at all. I have serious doubts about it. I mean, I know they, I don't want to say that they rushed it and therefore left a margin of error that's greater than what it should be. But on the other hand, let's face it. I mean, we are talking about something brand new. We are talking about a matter of months that the research has been done and development has been done. And in my position, I'm over 60, so I guess I'm in a high-risk category. But when you look at the survivability rate of 99-point-whatever percent, if you get it, I may be more afraid of potential side effects from the vaccine than I am of the COVID itself.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. They're going to meet on Thursday. That's tomorrow. And it may be a day or two, but they'll be shipping the vaccine within a day or two from now. I'm just curious, though. Are you confident that the state of Nevada, all the problems they've had with the COVID-19, all the problems they've had with Dieter, are you satisfied that this administration is capable of administering this vaccine, of distributing it?
Oh, here in Nevada?
Yeah.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, look, anybody who's watched how Governor Sisolak has handled this whole situation since last March the 17th can't possibly have any confidence in his ability to handle the distribution of the vaccine either. I mean, just look at Dieter and how they've handled the unemployment claims and the mismanagement there. No, I have absolutely zero confidence in the Sisolak administration's ability to do anything related to the COVID situation whatsoever.
I don't know if you've been following this. Hunter Biden back in the news today. He is apparently the subject of a criminal investigation in Maryland. The Maryland state's attorney there is looking into his tax dealings as it relates to his business dealings. And supposedly this has been an investigation that's been underway since 2018. Why did we not know this during the campaign?
Well, that's easy to answer. It's not a pleasant answer, but it's easy to answer. You've got the fake news media who all the stuff that we did know, that we found out from conservative circles, big tech covered it up. I mean, the whole Hunter Biden, the emails and the laptop computer and what was on that, you didn't hear about that from the mainstream press. They covered it up to protect the Bidens on this. And then you've got big tech censoring information that's being put out and claiming that things are disputed. I mean, it's just terrible what happened during this election on a whole host of things. And I'm still not convinced that there aren't elements remaining in the swamp, in the deep state that has been talked about so much, that people there didn't go out of their way to make sure that none of this information came out right before the election because they were afraid of being accused of trying to influence the election. Well, it didn't stop the other team from doing this sort of thing, but it certainly appears to have stopped our side from doing it.
By the way, just in closing, we got breaking news, a new poll, an AP NORC poll, saying that only half in the United States want to get the vaccine. Just a quick, and if I can get about a 30-second answer, do you think there'll be a lot of people in America that will be kind of like you and are going to say, don't think so, don't think so?
No, I think there are going to be a lot of people who are not going to take the vaccine, and that's only part of the danger. Here's the real danger, Kevin. I'll leave you with this. What if you choose not to get the vaccine? Are you going to be denied the ability to get on airplanes? Are you going to have proof of a vaccine before your kids can go back to school? There's some real serious problems coming up with this vaccine.
And by the way, the next adventure is going to be, can you go to work without a vaccine?
Exactly.
Can it be mandatory? We'll find out. More to talk about. Chuck, always good. If folks want to check out Muth's Truths, how do they do it?
Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com. You can sign up. It's a free email. Just enter your email address, and we'll get you on the list.
That sounds great. Have a great week that remains, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
Thanks, man. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. There's breaking news, by the way, on the Eric Swalwell deal. He's a congressman from the People's Republic of California, and he is a... I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. He's... In Congress, they always talk about there are show horses and then there are work horses. Eric Swalwell is a show horse. Not much to say about what he's done for America, but he's out there. He gets on all the cable news shows. Well, now he's got some problems because he apparently, allegedly, has a relationship with somebody identified as a Chinese spy. Don't know if he's married or not. That will cause some problems any way you slice it. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Money Minute, I'm Steve Siddall. In survey after survey, workers age 55 and older say running out of money in retirement is their biggest fear, even more than death. Well, the good news is there are things you can do to help make sure that doesn't happen. And here to help us understand some of those things that we can do to prevent it is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, how do we protect ourselves from running out of money? I know you do it day in and day out at Capital Financial.
Yes, Steve, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is analyzing the way people are already set up when they come meet us. In other words, seeing what other people have set you up with, or if you're doing your own plan, what you've been doing. And we subject it to what we call the evaporation index. Based on the money you have and based on what you want to do in the future, how long will that money last before it's gone? Evaporating, in other words. So what we never want to have happen, I grew up, I used to do this science experiment in class. We would plant seeds and we'd put some plastic wrap over it, and so it would keep watering itself over and against a terrarium. Remember terrarium?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so we want a financial terrarium where our money keeps replacing itself. So we take money out, we harvest, and then it replaces itself. And that's possible. We call that a financial fill-up, where we have an account set up that has principal protection in it, and every single year, all the way through retirement, guaranteed, you get an income check. It does not depend on the stock market. So some of your money needs to be in what we call the core. That's the money that's going to be there replacing itself and giving you income for life. And then the rest of your money can be in the market. Therefore, you don't worry when the market goes up and down. For the next 10 people, let's put together your very own evaporation index and total retirement plan at no cost.
The evaporation index. I like the sound of that, Coach. Hey, if you'd like to get yours, be one of the next 10 callers. 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can simply text the word Vegas to 21000. That's Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check by Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning. Get a 21-point inspection for just $59.
When it comes to air conditioning, don't let the sharks take advantage of you. Before you call those national chains or commit to an overpriced air conditioner, save money. Call Home Air Conditioning. Get a technician, not a salesman. License number 51994. Call Danny for a price on a new air conditioner at 878-8367, Home Air Conditioning.
Now get a safety check and heating tune-up for just $59.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow. Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So Hunter Biden has more legal problems, this in the area of taxes, and we'll see where that ends up. You got Eric Swalwell, a